Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and it's week one of June Ladies Month, and today we will be joined by Lori Cutter, who grew up in a racing family and is now a chaplain with Racers for Christ for the High Limit Sprint Car Series. We'll also do a little different kind of dirt track racing. We will hear from Mike and Steve Bausma, who do tractor pulling, followed by our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgan Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
This is Justin Milky from Milky Oil Company, this region's premier VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show to week one of June Ladies Month, and I am joined by Lori Cutter, chaplain with Racers for Christ. And Lori, how did you become interested in motorsports and especially dirt track racing?
Well, Colleen, I was born into the sport. Both sides of my family raced. I was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona. My mom had a cousin that raced sprint cars and midgets, and he actually raced the Indy 500 back in the 60 and 61. And then on my dad's side of the family, my brother raced, my dad raced, and then my dad's younger brother were sprint cars. So I grew up basically at a racetrack as an infant. I just kind of rightfully got addicted.
I also have to ask, how did you meet Charlie? You are two of the most positive people I've ever met. We were sitting in the stands at Knoxville, way up on the top, the last row, and I heard somebody behind me talking, and I turned around, and there's Charlie in all his safety gear on top of the grandstand, sitting in a chair. He can't be down on the track because he has a medical boot on his foot. But he's still all smiles, and he's helping out the crew down there on the track via radio and watching from the top of the grandstand. Now, that's a great attitude.
Yeah, we're really blessed. Actually, Charlie and I met was in 2006. I had just been through the loss of my first husband to cancer. About 6 months into it, I just realized that I was at a point where I don't think I wanted to do life alone as a widow. I was too young. So I kept hearing this, believe it or not, this online eHarmony commercial. And eHarmony is an online platform, you know, like a dating platform. And that's actually where we met. We both were online at the time. I was living in Portland, Oregon, and Charlie was living up in Seattle, Washington area. 3 hours apart, I don't think we ever would have met. In fact, back then, he was a commercial airline pilot for Delta Airlines, but his hobby was downhill snow skiing. I'm not a skier. I like it warm, but that was something he loved was snow skiing. He did medical rescue for several Olympic Games. And anyways, we both were on eHarmony, and because of the way that system works, it matched us and said that, you know, we should meet online, and that started the conversation. And then 2007, I think it was 9 months later, we ended up getting married.
The first time I had a chance to talk with you was back when I had Taylor Cool on the Dirt Show for June Ladies Month. She said Lori helps mentor me and helps find sponsors. There are a lot of great female racers out there in all divisions of motorsports today. How did you get involved in guiding some of these young ladies?
Well, actually, a lot of it's just more spiritual, from a spiritual perspective. So I've got some background in life coaching. So the way I go about it, it's not really necessarily finding a sponsor or a particular company. The kind of work I do, it's working with somebody that reaches out to me or somebody I know that's struggling and trying to attract the right business partners. So we come at it very differently. We come at it from a place of, how do you make yourself marketable? And a lot of that work is just coaching someone through the process of aligning themselves into whatever type of sport or being attractive, right? And Taylor and I had met when she was 13 years old at a racetrack here in Arizona, and she affectionately calls me her Iowa mom because we both ended up moving to Iowa, being Arizona natives, and connected again there. So when we're on the road, we're kind of like her parents on the road when her mom and dad can't travel with her. So yeah, that's what a lot of the work I was doing originally before I got into the chaplain work was trying to help struggling racers put themselves in a position where business partners were attracted to them and wanted to partner with them for various marketing reasons.
You are also not afraid to get your hands dirty. When you are at the racetrack, if you see a driver in need, getting in a hurry to get things ready, you'll drop what you're doing, grab a mud scraper or whatever is needed, and just take care of it.
Absolutely. So growing up, my brother raced midgets and back here in Arizona and stock cars. He didn't have a crew. So when we were tiny out in the backyard, there was always race cars back there. So he taught me, I think we're 6 years apart, he taught me how to work with the tools. I don't rebuild things like Taylor does, but I certainly can keep a car running and getting all the mud out of it. And that's, as we know, really important too for weight and making sure all the parts work right. So early on was part of his crew. And then over the years, recruit for various people. And yeah, mud scraping is my job. I love playing in the dirt. And my husband calls me Mud Muffin. We actually have my Jeep has a license plate that calls me that. So it's kind of funny. I came by it rightfully. But even in my ministry work, several times, even the last few years with the High Limit series, if I have a driver that is in the middle of an engine change, or perhaps they just crashed on the track and they're trying to get back out for the next race, and I walk by and I see they're short on crew, I go, where's the toolbox, where's the mud scraper, and I'll go to work.
Speaking of ministry, Racers for Christ is a non-denominational ministry founded in 1971. Local fans will remember Dustin Steinbrink, one of our local racers, and he was also a Racer for Christ who moved to Texas, and also Steve Yagi, Jordan Yagi's dad. How did you get involved with this organization?
Again, it's totally a God thing, Clayne. So you asked me the question about mentoring young racers and sponsorship and stuff. As much as I love that work, never really financially took off. Have a few clients. It's one of those things, people don't pay for the work that they need to have done. They just want you to find a sponsor. So I was struggling, honestly. And Charlie was doing some fire safety medic work for the first couple of years with High Limit when we were traveling. And I was out at a race, actually it's Salina High Bank, crewing for Tanner Holmes that night. Had a gentleman walk by that I had met at Chili Bowl that was part of Sammy Swindell's crew at Chili Bowl, and he shows up in a Racers for Christ shirt. Now, I didn't realize he was a chaplain. And we got into some further conversations about what we had talked about at Chili Bowl, and very deep conversations about how these teams and crews and families are out on the road long, long weeks, long days, and there's nobody to mentor to them. They don't get church. They're away from home on the weekends. And that conversation led to another, and basically Jackson Whitaker is actually the gentleman that I'm speaking of back in Oklahoma. He came back and talked to me later that night, and he says, you know, he goes, I've been thinking, because you need to join our ministry. And my first reply to him was, well, I'd love to do something like that, but you guys don't take women. And he like started to walk away, and then he turned around, he came back, and he said, what did you say? And I said, well, I can't be a chaplain. Chaplains aren't women usually. And he goes, who told you that? So anyways, he left me with the challenge to go on to the Racers for Christ webpage. Anybody that's possibly interested in looking at becoming a chaplain. And it's not just dirt track. They do car shows, like hot rod shows. They do drag racing. They do motorcycle racing. And he just said, Lori, he goes, why don't you pray about this and go online and look at the training modules. I'm believing God's going to answer prayer. At that point, I didn't know what I was going to do. Charlie had a lockdown position back at Knoxville Raceway, full-time on their fire rescue team, plus also helping out with some NASCAR and IndyCar fire safety stuff he did, plus doing a little bit with High Limit those first 2 years. Lori had nothing. Nothing was working out. And I was a little down, actually. And my whole life has just been blessed by serving with Racers for Christ for this last almost 3 years now.
The two of you also do an enormous amount of traveling all the way to Australia following the sprint cars. How do the two of you manage to stay so positive on such a hectic, grueling schedule?
Well, a lot of it starts with how you keep your mindset. It is grueling. I'm going to be honest. It's a tough schedule. Right now, we're actually on a 29-day road trip. Came back to Arizona for just a couple days that we have to turn a construction project around in between our High Limit schedule. So we just left Indianapolis where we raced at Kokomo. We go back to Pennsylvania a week from Tuesday, and we will finish out another 25 days on the road. You have to be intentional about every day. Sometimes it's hour by hour. If we didn't have the Lord in our life and ground ourselves in Scripture and His promises of how we live life and that we're out doing His work. I mean, even as Charlie helping with fire safety and being a medic for High Limit, it's a service, right? We're serving the Lord when we're out there. And that's how we live our life. And it is a joy, even in the midst of the challenges. It's the mindset that you wake up with and the mindset you go to bed with. It's by choice.
Knoxville. I've talked to you down in the pit area prior to the Corn Belt Nationals a couple of times. What does Knoxville mean to you?
So back in the day, back in the 80s and 90s, because I'm that mature, I'm not going to say I'm that old, but I used to write for National Speed Sport News when it was around as a newspaper, wrote for them for over 20 years. I always would go back to Knoxville. It didn't matter. And I grew up in Arizona. It was the highlight. There is just something special about the people there, special about the racetrack. Just has people all around the world come there. So I've been going back there every single year for Nationals. And when we got a chance to move back there, and Charlie got a chance to serve on the fire rescue team, and I had a chance to come back and just kind of live our dream and live a quieter life. We chose to live in Pella, Iowa, very small town, 20 minutes from Knoxville. We're on the road full time this season with High Limit. Both of us are. So our number of visits basically in our hometown racetrack are going to be very few this year. Sometimes doors close and other doors and other opportunities open, and you just never know what God is going to throw at you. So we're just loving any time that we can get on the road and looking forward to helping out. There's a June World Outlaw Race coming up at Knoxville. I'll be serving alongside the two chaplains there. They're very welcoming and put me to work. And then, of course, Nationals is coming up for 2 weeks, so I'll be back there helping out with that.
And also, when you're in Knoxville, you're also a volunteer at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and Bob Baker and his staff do an incredible job with that facility.
When we first moved there, I did quite a bit of volunteer work over there. I would help them out during Nationals week. They have a ladies' forum that I would, at least for 2 years, I helped put together content for that afternoon. It was like a one-hour session that they had. I think it was usually Thursday or Friday. And it was meant for women in the motorsports, you know, because of my trouble. Unfortunately, I've handed that back to Bob, and he's telling other women that I'm giving them an opportunity. The other thing I get involved with is I'm on the Pella Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member there. So one of the things that I did the first year when I moved to town was they have something in June and July in Pella. Every Thursday night, they have what's called Thursdays in Pella. And it's a community night. Each night, there's 8 weeks. They have a different theme. And they've always had race night all the way back probably 15 years. Even before I moved there. But they never had the connections with the sport, but they knew how important racing was to their economy. So they always had one of their Thursdays dedicated to motorsports in Pella, and it's a community night. They got food vendors down there. So I took that over about 5 years ago, and last year we grew that event to like 115 entries. The World of Outlaws always come down. Since I've been doing it and supporting us, we do it on the Thursday before their two-night race at Knoxville. And so World Outlaws would bring their command center down. And then last year, I actually got them to bring the Dirt Vision Jumbotron down, which we've never had. And that was a big draw. There were people sitting in the park that lived in Pella their whole life and said, we've never even been to the racetrack. We should go. That's been fun because I brought in drag racing teams. I had teams from northern Iowa that would come in. I'd have the Speedway over at 34 Raceway, which is 2.5 hours away, almost three. They would come down. It really grew into a really neat sporting event for our sport.
May 8th and 9th, you and Charlie were at Kokomo Speedway and honored one of my all-time favorite drivers, Brian Clausen. Memories of that event?
The 8th got rained out, unfortunately. We had a lot of rain that day, and the track was just saturated. In fact, it rained into the wee hours of the morning. Saturday, we got the race in, and just me personally being honored to bring the opening ceremony invocation to bless not only Brian's family, but also to lift up for prayer the folks that have given organs to other families, and to bless those and give those folks hope that are waiting for organ donation to live. It was, for me personally, so precious because life is so important. In the 40 seconds I get to lift up any race that I pray at, there's a lot that goes into it. The Lord just gives me words throughout the week, whether it's a fan that God's put on my heart or a team. But that night was to be able to bless Brian's family and all that they've continued to do to build the Driven to Save Life ministry that they have. That was such a beautiful event, such a beautiful event. To realize that one choice, just to make a check mark on your driver's license to say when I moved off of here and I've moved on past Earth, that my life can continue to give and to mean something. That Brian chose to do is so important.
Anybody that's heard Dan the Heart Man talk will know exactly what we're talking about.
He told me about a after-death experience, and I won't take that from him because that is a story that someone needs to ask him about. The had us in tears, and of course he tells me that literally seconds before they hand me the mic to do the prayer, and I'm like, I could barely get my prayer out. It was so amazing, his story, and just, again, a blessing that here we are, right? A man that had been through war, that fought for our country, that's a veteran, and was looking at death in his face all over again, needing a heart, and Brian was able to bless him.
What is your favorite racing venue that you have traveled to so far, and why?
That is really a hard one. So many places we go to clean are just, they're absolutely beautiful, and I don't want to leave anybody out. You know, it's like, because there's so many racing venues. There's some I do look forward to going back to. I love Lucas Oil Speedway there in Missouri. What Casey Schumann's done with that place is such a clean facility. I'm thinking from the fan standpoint and also for my ministry, I need to be able to see. The hardest place for me to serve at as a chaplain is where it's so dirty with the dust flying off the track, or there's no really good stands for anybody in the pit side. But when I can see a race and know that if something happens, I need to respond quickly and get back to the pits. But Lucas Oil is one that the concrete and the pavement and the grass, beautiful. The stands are beautiful. The concessions that they have there are outstanding. Obviously, Knoxville, you know, you can't say enough about that. And we got to go to Perth, Australia this year at the Perth Motorplex. And that place was absolutely over the top, not only from a facility offering, but the people there and the staff there were so inviting, so welcoming. They have this group called the John Day, they call them Utes or Utes. They're like what I call an old El Camino kind of pickup truck that we used to have here back in the States. They have, I think it's close to 20 of those. They're pace trucks. And they have fireworks that shoot out of them. And I got to ride in that as a four wide following the sprint cars for the High Limit International race. It's like an orchestra, how they will line up behind and push off the sprint cars. And then they have their own little four wide that they do at the back of the field. We had so much fun. We already got our tickets booked to go back this December.
Now, talking off the air before the interview, I found out an interesting piece of trivia that your husband Charlie was a DJ here in Minnesota back in the day, but we'll get into the other Minnesota connection that I know about. Your neighbor in Arizona was Lauren Fink, and race fans remember him as the owner of Southwest Minnesota sprint car driver Don Reiner's sprint car. They had a potent race team back in the day.
Yeah, we, back in 2010, owned a home out here in the East Valley of the Phoenix area, and we got involved. They had a car club and got involved in the local car club in that community. It was kind of a gated community that was really nice. And during one of our meetings, we were planning a car show for the community as a fundraiser, and yeah, I met Lauren and his wife, and that was really fun. You just never know who you're going to run into, really, in this world.
What is your favorite non-racing attraction that you have discovered during your travels that people should really see?
Well, I'm big into pickleball, so anytime I can find an indoor pickleball place to play, it's a favorite attraction. We found some really great indoor pickleball courts in, I can't even remember what state that was, either Missouri or Oklahoma. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times we don't have a lot of times to go travel just because when we come in, we're usually coming in either the early in the morning and get checked into our hotel, change and head to the track, and then the next day we're racing somewhere else in another state. Now, I do know that we do have a trip coming up here where we have a week off before we race in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and we're going to actually go to the Ark and the Creation Museum that's up in the Kentucky area. So we're really looking forward to that.
The interesting thing, anybody that's read a lot on the World Outlaw series or any of these series, you're in a community together for a day or two, then you disband, you all meet up at the next place. It's really a big group of travelers all on the same mission. What driver or drivers have you created a special relationship with just because you're spending a lot of time together?
I mean, that's just a whole part of being, especially being in the ministry and being a chaplain, is that you don't want to play favorites. Everybody has a need, right? Everybody, but the people have different personalities. They have different schedules. So trying to meet up with people on an off race day, you know, a lot of it depends on how their night went. Like Chase Randall is one younger driver that I actually crewed for Chase out here at Knoxville and helped them out with a family car before they parked the family car after their championship and then went on to race for someone else. So I was part of that team. And mom can't always travel, so I become like stepmom or fill-in mom. His dad's on the road a lot with him, but not always. So I look after him. Would love to spend time with them all. It's just finding that time when they're not working on the car, finding places that you can meet up, right? To have a lunch with somebody or dinner with somebody or a pickleball game with somebody. So it's a great group of people to travel with. We absolutely are loving just getting to know them all. They all are bringing so much to the sport.
And speaking of the series, once the High Limits wraps up, the season, there really is no off season anymore. Literally, it's off to Australia, then back for the Chili Bowl, and then the season seems to kick off right away down in Florida, and away we go.
Yeah, pretty much you kind of nailed it. I think probably for our series, our last race is October 17th. We're in Texas, Motor Speedway, and then we have our banquet on that Sunday. Now, the World of Outlaws, they go a little later. They go into November. Yeah, and like December is PRI show, so these guys are, I mean, anybody in the sport is, December's just around the corner, and then a lot of them will also go to SEMA down at the Las Vegas, so that's in November. There really isn't any real off time, and not all, like the High Limit, not all of those teams will go over to Australia. It's more of an invitation, but I think last year, I think there's close to 10 drivers that went over there. But there's got to be a car available, obviously, to drive over there. Rico, obviously, is the only one that kind of ships a car over there just because the way he has his car set up. But most of the other drivers can fit into other cars. They just take their seat with them. Yeah, and then we get back, and then, like you said, Chili Bowl's just around the corner if anybody's going to run that.
For listeners listening out there that want to help out, I know when we go to our race reunion here in southern Minnesota in March every year, we're able to give to Racers for Christ to help out the chaplains that are doing our local racetracks to help fund what they're doing. Are listeners able to help out the Racers for Christ and specifically what you're doing for High Limits?
Yeah, Clayne, thanks for asking. So we have a couple ways. On my Facebook page, I have something posted. We actually created what they call it, one of those banana flags that you pound into the ground or hang from your rig that has a QR code on it that goes specifically to a High Limit fund that was set up for me. I mean, this was the first time they've had a series chaplain for any of their dirt track programs. They did have a gentleman, Jim Shepherd, years ago, did a lot of travel with ASCS when that first started. He's not able to travel as much anymore. So, yeah, it's a big commitment. I mean, I'm looking at, I had turned a budget in. It was close to $20,000 just to cover my hotels, my gas, some meals, and my ministry tools. So I try to travel with Bibles and devotionals, and we celebrate birthdays on the road with the teams and their families. So I have to buy all that, even our RFC stickers that you put on the race car. That all comes out of my personal funding. So, yeah, Racers Christ is a nonprofit, tax donation-based nonprofit. So if you want to donate specifically to Lori Cutter, I have a link, and I don't know if I can send it to you, but it's through teamrfc.org, and then it's Dirt Track Ministries High Limit. There's like, you click through a couple links on their website, and you get down to the High Limit Giving page, and that goes specifically to a budget that's set aside, and then anytime I am at an event, I have to turn in a travel expense report that has my hotel costs and my fuel, and then they'll reimburse me from that account. So they keep really tight controls because, again, they are a nonprofit organization that has very strict funding and donation requirements from the IRS.
Lori, thanks for all you've done for your family in racing, all of the racetracks, all of the volunteering, helping all the ladies out there with mentoring and helping them connect with the right people. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing out on the road with Racers for Christ and for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clayne. And I just want to put a little shout out there. If anybody is looking at a way to get involved in the sport, we're always needing chaplains. And like I said earlier, if you can't even travel a whole lot, their requirements to serve are very, very minimal. And if you're someone who loves drag racing or if you love car shows, there's a place to get plugged in. And you can connect with me or go on to Racers for Christ, teamrfc.org, and see what opportunities are out there for you.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Clayne.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings MN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities Endless Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. This screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? Do you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood? Then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest fundraiser is underway. Between now and Father's Day weekend, we'll be holding a sweepstakes to give away a 1963 Corvette Stingray. This just isn't any vet. This is a 63 Stingray split window fuel lead. In Sebring Silver, you have to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to take a look at this beautiful Corvette. Or if you can't stop by for a look, visit winacorvette.org for all of the details on how you can drive this gorgeous 63 Corvette Stingray home. You know, it's hard to believe, but this will be the 9th Corvette that the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will be giving away to help sustain our nonprofit museum. We'd like to thank everyone who has contributed over the years to helping the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum keep our museum open year-round, 7 days a week. And good luck in our newest WinACorvette.org sweepstakes to help the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and we are actually going to get into a different type of horsepower competition than what everyone's used to hearing on The Dirt Show. I'm with Mike and Steve Bausma from Bausma Farms in Worthington. And the first question I have is for Mike. Why green? Who got you hooked on John Deere, and how long have you been a green family?
Long as I can remember, Dad always had John Deere equipment, and we've just been brand loyal that way ever since, and just stayed with it.
And I know once you're green, you mentioned brand loyalty. Man, it runs deep, because I heard of stories, don't bring that red tractor down my driveway.
Yeah. They say green is for tractors and red is for suckers.
Steve, I have to ask you, when did you get the desire to take a standard tractor meant for field work and take it to the next level into tractor pulling competitions? When and how did that come about?
We watched for many years, and when we were in the John Deere one day, and some friend of ours said, you should buy this tractor. It needs to get bought. It's a really good buy. So we bought it and thought we were going to keep it over the winter and next spring put a for sale sign on it. Well, we ran it once, and we could just never find that for sale sign. And that was in 2010.
Mike, these tractors were not meant for the abuse and horsepower you were pushing through them. How do you go about preparing a tractor for pulling? And I'm sure you had a few learning curves along the way, like maybe we shouldn't do that.
The tractors we bought that were designed or made into pulling tractors, there's not a lot of factory or stock parts on it. We're pulling the 4-1 limited pro stock class, and there you still need to have like the cast rear end, and you can have a tube frame and that kind of thing, but the transmission's all different. Ours basically has a truck rear end in the rear end that's big enough to hold that. So they say there's not much stock left in it that you're too worried about.
I did bring up the fact that safety. There are so many advances for dirt track drivers as far as safety, and I was actually talking to your brother Mike, Steve, about basically you're sitting right over a rear end full of axles and gears, and I would think if anything went wrong right underneath you, it wouldn't be a good thing, but actually that holds together pretty good under the torque that you give it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of protection. It's got a blanket that goes around your transmission housing and covers. Lots of safety.
I also brought up that the engine is literally right in front of you. And, Mike, you were talking about they are actually designed to explode forward away from the driver if anything catastrophic would happen. How is that done? Is that designed right into the build?
Yeah, they came with, it's been quite a few years now, they put a cable, I think it's like between the first and the second injector in that area on the block, and so then if the block would separate, it's going to flip forward rather than go back toward the driver. And it's happened a few times, and the cable's done its job. Not to us, but fortunately, but it's done its job.
Steve, memories of some of your first pulls and learning how to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a few years ago, but it just trial and error. And the first pass we made, and it went well, and it was at a benefit pull kind of the first of the year, and it felt good, and it just you learn from there. We've had people kind of give us hints on what we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to take care of it, and it works out all right.
The tractor pulls that I've been to, the guys that are out there seem to really enjoy the competition part of it, but also the friendly camaraderie and being able to let somebody who's coming into the sport know, hey, you know, here's some things you might want to know right out of the gate, which is great to help those young people coming up.
Yep. No, the tractor pulling, people give you their parts, but when the green flag comes out, then everybody's on their own. I always say if you're going to go tractor pulling for that 30 seconds down the track, you as well stay home. It's the before and after that make the best part of it.
Now, both of you guys compete regionally. How far out of the area do you compete? Because you go a long way.
The last few years, we were running what they called the Pro Pulling League Western Series. A lot of those were in Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, a little bit into Illinois. This coming year, we're signed up to run with the Grand National NTPA circuit, and that starts out in March in Florida. We went there a couple years ago for kind of an invitational or just kind of a fun type pull and in the same area. And, yeah, that goes anywhere, like I say, Florida, Kentucky, Ohio, and then Wisconsin and Iowa is the majority of those.
Your current tractors, what are the horsepower ratings and the torque ratings on those tractors?
The horsepower is like 2,600. The torque, I'm not sure what them numbers are.
I can imagine it's pretty stout.
Yes, it is. Yep.
You can feel it when you slip it into gear.
Oh, yeah. That when you let off the clutch, slide it out.
And, Mike, just like dirt track racing, it comes down to the right setup to win. I know Steve managed to beat you out recently with a better decision on weight distribution, and it really comes out to looking at the track, how good the tractors are hooking up, and knowing what to do before you get out there for your run.
Yeah, it kind of tricked me a little bit because he pulled earlier in the class. And according to how his acted and how it usually does with the way he had his weight set up, I felt I could move weight back, and it wasn't the right thing to do. It had a couple of bounces to it, and they always say a bounce will take 5 to 10 feet away from you. And, no, it's an act to learn how to, like, tire pressure is an issue or is a setting that you have to play with. Picking the right spot on the track is probably about as most important. Just getting that spot where it's going to hook up the best and put the power to the ground.
The NTPA will be at Deer Creek Speedway Saturday night, June 20th this year. Where will you guys be competing locally this season so fans down here in southern Minnesota that want to come out and see you, any local events within a decent driving distance, they can come see you guys compete?
The closest one will be Rockwell, Iowa, on the Grand National Circuit, and that is the first weekend in August.
Here at Bausma Farms, you guys do everything from precision planting sales, you're the area champion seed dealer, Martintil dealers, and much more. How can listeners find out more about what you do here on the farm and also see your pulling schedule if they want to come out and see you guys run?
They can check out our website at BausmaFarmsIncorporated.com, and we usually try and get the pulling schedule updated as quick as we can. It hasn't, all of the different organizations haven't came out with theirs yet to where we can assemble that yet, but as soon as that does, we get our plans all put together. We'll put that on our website, and our products are all listed on there, as well as our phone numbers or emails, and get a hold of us if there's something to do with planting and tillage, we'll either have it for you or find it for you.
Mike, thanks for being with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Steve, thanks for being with us, and good luck pulling this year.
Thank you. Yep, it's been fun talking with you, too.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Join us at the Fairmont Raceway as we honor this year's Hall of Fame inductees, Friday, June 19th. This year's inductees include Troy Swearingen, Willie Kraft, Rob Nutt, Esserin Teams in the Cruiser Division, and Kenny Sadoff as one of the longest-running promoters. All five classes will be in action, including the USRA Modifieds, Stock Cars, B-Mods, and Hobby Stocks. And of course, nobody can forget our FMT 4.6-liter class, where you can rent a race car for the night. So we hope to see all of you Friday, June 19th, at the Fairmont Raceway, as we honor this year's Hall of Fame inductees.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out justicebrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, summer is finally here, and you've got a tremendous recipe that you can do on your Blackstone grill. You can make them ahead of time, take them to the races or out to the campground. Buffalo chicken quesadillas.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Clay, you talk about summer coming. I was kind of worried there a while back that it was summer, and then it was winter, and then it was summer, and then it was winter, and now we finally got summer. But this buffalo chicken quesadillas, I'll tell you what, that's one of my old-time favorites. I've had them for more years than what I want to remember. But real simple to make, just a couple cups of shredded chicken, and I've already, if I'm in a hurry, I'll just go into one of the stores that's got these rotisserie chickens and grab that off of there and just strip the meat off of there and chop it up and shred it. And there's plenty on one chicken. You'll have some left over. But anyway, 2 cups of shredded chicken, 1/2 cup of cookies, wings and things hot sauce, 2 tablespoons of ranch dressing, 2 teaspoons of canola oil, 1/2 teaspoon of cookies flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, and for the flour tortillas, the 10-inch size, and then 2 cups of shredded Mexican cheese blend. And then for dipping sauce on the side, take 1/2 cup of our premium salsa, either the mild or the medium. I prefer the medium. It's got a little more kick to it. And then 1 cup of sour cream and mix those 2 together and use that for dipping these buffalo chicken quesadillas in. And what you do is you mix up the cooked up chicken, wings and things, hot sauce, ranch dressing, cheese and flavor enhancer. Then take your flour tortilla shell, put roughly about 1 cup of that mixture in the center of that, and then either grease up your griddle or if you got a large frying pan, put a little bit of oil in that and get it about medium heat. You don't want it real hot. Put this mixture on your flour tortilla, then just fold it in half and throw it in there on your griddle or in your frying pan that's on medium to medium low heat. Let it on there a couple minutes. Usually 2 minutes hits it pretty good. Flip it over and do the other side for 2 minutes because you want the flour tortilla just to get lightly brown on each side, and that'll melt the cheese in the center of it. Cook them all up that way and then have your sour cream and salsa mixed up in a bowl and just dip that quesadilla in that sour cream and salsa and sit down and enjoy. Boy, is that mighty tasty. So these and other recipes, again, if you didn't get it all wrote down, don't worry about it. Just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and click on recipes, and then just put the search word in there, quesadilla, if you want to, and then it'll bring it up, and you can just print it off and sit down and enjoy yourself. So, again, make sure you look at cookiesbbq.com for these and other great recipes, and thanks a lot, and enjoy the races.
Reliability you can count on. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. With few moving parts, our one-piece hydraulic doors are engineered for maximum uptime so you can focus on the field, not door repairs. The tight, secure seal keeps out snow and ice, protecting your valuable equipment and reducing your heating costs. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
From the field to the highway, count on Napa Auto Parts to have your hardworking parts for your hardworking vehicles. We have the recommended OE filters, oil, and antifreeze to keep your trucks and equipment running strong. No matter what your vehicle needs, stop by your local Napa Auto Parts for the parts and supplies that work as hard as you do. Napa Auto Parts, proud sponsor of the Linder Farm Radio Network.
Napa know-how!
Capabilities. Now that's a word you want to hear when it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, or ag electrician. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. Coles Electric also provides 24-hour, 7-days-a-week emergency service. Because when you're down, it's costing you money. See the experts at ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Pete the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.